Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies, Convert Your Speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our series, Seven Methods of Bible Study, Seven Avenues into the Word of God to Understand Its Blessed Message. And on the last broadcast, we promised to repeat these seven as we are considering them for the benefit of those who wish to write them down. All right, the seven methods of Bible study are these: devotional, and in the devotional studies, we consider the person of the Lord. And then the next avenue is doctrinal, where we consider the principles of the Lord. They do not change. And then today on the broadcast, with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider the practical provisions of the Lord in our Bible study. It's very practical. Today we're going to consider the down-to-earth help that we get from the Scriptures when we come to them. We should look for that help, because God has promised to care for us. And it's where the rubber meets the road. It's right down where we live, the practical avenue into Bible study, the provisions of the Lord to you and to me. Then, on the next broadcast, we will consider the historical, the mercies of the Lord, and then the typical and illustrative studies, the magnification of the Lord, and then the prophetical studies, considering the schedule of the Lord. They're separate to themselves. And then the dispensational studies, the order of the Lord. The Lord has a very definite order. God does things decently and in order. God is a God of order. So we see the seven methods of avenues, seven methods which are really seven avenues into the Bible to understand its blessed pages and its blessed message in those pages. Now, we're considering today, as we said, the practical, the provisions of the Lord, and we wish to divide the subject today under two headings: the practical provisions of the Lord in the matter of material things, and then the provision for spiritual things. Now, in the matter of material things, God has promised to supply our need of food and clothing. I can't think of a better area in this matter than the sixth chapter of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, beginning at verse 25 through verse 32. We see there where that this is so practical for you and me to remember that we have a Father in heaven. That is, when we're saved, if He is our Father, we've got to come to Christ and accept Christ to be a Christian. This will not be of particular interest to Christian people. The study won't be until they come to see that they have a Father and they have a Savior because they received Him. God is offering Him. He died for our sins on the cross. And anyone who wishes to have the Lord Jesus may have Him. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The Lord says, you come, and I'll receive you. You believe, and I'll feel the weight of your faith. And so it is. But this is for a father to his children. Listen to these verses, please, in Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, the Lord is the speaker, of course. Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is the life not more than meat? Is the body and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your Father, Heavenly Father, knoweth that ye have need of these things. And we'll touch on verse 33 in a few moments. The Father knows that we have need. He cares for the birds. He cares for the animals. He feeds them. He doesn't create them and then leave them on their own devices. Nor has he saved us and leaves us to our own devices. He cares for us as our Heavenly Father. Now, there's a matter of money. The Apostle Paul brings that up in the fourth chapter of Philippians. We do have need of money. And he says there to those precious Philippians that he loved in the Lord. He says, notwithstanding, verse 14 of chapter 4, notwithstanding, ye have well done in that ye did communicate with my affliction. The word communicate here has the strength of the word share. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me, no church shared with me, as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once again, pardon me, unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the messenger that they sent to Paul, received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, and money is a part of it. Now, so we have food and clothing and money now for Matthew 6 and 33, which we promised a moment ago to read. Here it is. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now you notice that this verse is conditional. Seek ye first, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God says, you take care of my business, and I'll take care of your need. Put me first, and then I will promise to supply your need. All these things. That covers the whole gamut. All these things. All the material things we ever need, God supplies. Now let's get quickly to the provision for spiritual things. Now he promises us leading and guidance. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And then there's Psalm 25 and 9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. The Christian does not need to remain in a quandary as to what he should do. God will reveal it to us if we ask him to. The meek will he guide in judgment. I had a lady ask me that question one day. How can I settle these problems? How can I know what to do? And I read this verse to her. The meek will he guide in judgment. And the meek will he teach his way. And she says, yes, but how do I know I'm meek? And I says, listen, are you praying about this matter? She says, I certainly am. I says, you're meek. We seek his leading and guidance, and we get it. He has promised that we'll get it. And then there is indeed other scriptures that we can read in this connection. Romans 8 and 14, for instance. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God leads his sons. He doesn't leave us out in the desert to wander. Even when the children of Israel went through the desert, the great waste-howling desert, on the way to the Holy Land, the pillar cloud led them, and the glory of God was in that cloud. He leads us. He leads his children. And then there's the matter of wisdom. We need it, don't we? We feel a need of it. James 1 and 5 reads, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. Now that's a promise, isn't it? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He gives to all men wisdom in their sphere, and it should be given him. And that's a promise. And then, of course, we could read further, 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And God wants us to seek our wisdom from him. And then there's the grace that the Apostle Paul sought and needed so sorely in the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Paul says there, in verse 6 of chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool, for I will say the truth, and but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above what he seeth to be in me, or heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now here we have strength. We need wisdom. We need guidance. We need strength. We need grace. And here it is for our benefit. The Apostle Paul gives us this example that he exercised before the Lord. The Apostle Paul was terribly upset about his thorn in the flesh. Some feel that it to be blindness, an eye disease, and there's good evidence from the scripture that that's exactly what it was. And he asked three times, Lord, this is hindering me. I want to serve you. But the Lord didn't answer his prayers. Isn't it interesting that the Father did not answer the Son's prayers in Gethsemane, though he prayed three times? He was there to accomplish the purposes of God. And so the Lord says to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Can you furnish the weakness? Well, God can furnish the strength. But that strength won't be forthcoming until you realize it and you need it. He even promised the Old Testament saint. I'll just read one more verse in Isaiah 41, verse 10. These were his children in the Old Testament. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now the practical studies of the scriptures are beautiful. We have the provision of the Lord in the material things and in the spiritual things as well. Our Father, today we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for what is in the blessed pages of the Bible, precious Holy Bible. Help us to count on them more and more as the days go by. We pray in Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.